here at the Growmark Media Day in Iowa. We're at the Fort Dodge Terminal, and we're going to learn a little bit more about this terminal. First of all, Bill is with me, and Bill, could you introduce yourself for us?
I'm Bill Fandell. I'm the terminal manager, and I've been doing this for, about 39 years, going on 40, so...
Well, you showed us around the terminal. Now, Growmark just recently purchased this terminal from Magellan. It's actually located near Duncombe. Is that how you pronounce it? So tell me about a little bit about the history of this terminal.
This terminal was built in 1966. It's an end-of-the-line terminal, meaning that product doesn't originate any further than here. So once it gets here, we've got to be careful about protecting the product as it comes in, because if we get bad product, then we'd have to truck it somewhere to get it taken care of. But Magellan's got a fractionator in Des Moines where it's a small machine that actually re-refines the product if it would get bad. So usually Magellan and everybody involved goes to, you know, pretty good measures to make sure that we get a good quality fuel in here, and we also test the quality of the fuel before we release it and everything. So we try to keep our customers happy and make sure they get a good quality product.
Well, what's your capacity here?
Well, our capacity is a little over 9 million gallons for fuel oil. We just have two new diesel tanks that we just recently completed, and we're waiting on orders to fill them, which, you know, as soon as they decide they want to, we can fill them. And we've got about 3.5 million gallons capacity for gasoline.
What has Growmark done since you purchased the facility?
Growmark has made a lot of improvements. The terminal's a little over 40 years old. Besides the visual, you know, the new tanks, the paint, we put in, that Growmark put in a new computer system, a lot of new wiring, a lot of the improvements you can't see, but we've replaced a lot of electrical, a lot of wiring and stuff that was in bad need of repair. So they've spent a lot of time and a lot of money trying to make improvements to the terminal to get a good quality system where, you know, customers can depend on it and be able to come and get fuel 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Now, Growmark also added renewable fuels here.
Yes, they went ahead and put in biodiesel. Actually, they put in ethanol first, and then we went to biodiesel. So we've been in a constant state of construction, but that's good.
What's your service area and your primary clients here?
Our primary clients, of course, with 9 million gallons of fuel storage is ag based, but we do go out to commercial, to truck lines, contractors, stuff like this that use diesel fuel, and of course the truck stops and the a lot of the convenience stores, Casey's and the other convenience stores, get gas here.
And you serve within how big of an area?
Probably about 100 to 150 mile radius.
All right, well, let's get back to ethanol and biodiesel. First of all, you're talking about where you get your supply from. Let's talk about ethanol first.
We're blessed with about 8 ethanol plants within a 40 mile radius, so we've got people in Bloomington that actually go out. They get the best price they can on ethanol. So it could be coming from Goldfield. It could be coming from one of the plants in Gowrie. Could be coming from one of the ethanol plants in Fort Dodge. There's another one by Jewel. So it just depends on, you know, where they get the best price. So, yeah, we are blessed with a number of the plants. So we can, you know, get a good supply of ethanol.
You have a similar situation with biodiesel?
There's not quite as many biodiesel plants, but usually it comes from the plant in Algona, or REG is the other plant, and that's about 40 miles away. They usually go out and say, we want to buy so many loads, and wherever they get the best price, but it is all soy, no animal fat. So, yeah, our consumers like the fact that there's no animal fat or anything else mixed into it.
Well, how is the demand for ethanol and biodiesel?
The demand for the ethanol is really good at this time, and the biodiesels seems to be going much better than I thought it might, but I would say the majority of the gas going out of here has ethanol in it, and a lot of our member companies are using the bio.
Now, how do you blend? You showed us how you do the blending here. You do the blending right here, different blend levels for both ethanol and biodiesel.
Right. They can select it on the screen when they card in. They just select down, and then once they select their blend, all they have to do is open the valves, and the computer will actually blend it for them. They don't have to guess about any amounts. If they set it for how much the compartment will hold, it'll automatically blend it for them. Where some of the older racks, you had to hand blend it or set your gallons in, and it got confusing. Where if the computer does it, it's normally right.
So you can blend at any level for either for any diesel or gasoline ethanol blend?
There's only so many blends that you can legally do for the ethanol, but the bio, whatever the customer wants, you can go up to a pretty common blend. It'd be a 1% or a 2%. 5% are fairly common, and every now and then we'll do a 10, and we have a few customers that'll get 100% diesel and blend their own.
Well, you showed us the biodiesel tank and how you have heaters in there to make sure that it stays at a constant temperature. Talk a little bit about the quality assurance for biodiesel blends here at your facility.
The bio itself is tested. They give us a certificate of analysis before it comes in. Normally, when they bring it in, they give us a certificate of quality assurance, and normally we'll check with our customers, make sure that they're not having any problems with a bio load or anything. If they are, we'll request samples, analyze it. If we don't find anything wrong here, we can also go to Magellan's lab. They've got a large lab in Kansas City where they can run every test known to man. So we haven't had any quality issues, and we'd like to keep it that way.
Well, for sure. Well, you talked about how you've had, basically been a constant state of improvement, construction, since you bought the facility. What's in the future? What improvements do you have going in the future?
We're looking at bottom loading from a maintenance and a safety standpoint, which it'll be nicer for the drivers. They won't have the steps and the possibility of falling off of one of these tankers, because everything will be at ground level. And actually, the only thing they'll have to do is put the quick connector on the truck and take the quick connector off. They'll be able to go into a heated air-conditioned building where they'll be able to look at their manifold the whole time it's loading. So it'll, maintenance-wise and safety-wise, that would be a big improvement, and hopefully I'll see that before I retire.
Sounds like this has been a great investment for Growmark. It continues to grow, a good complement to the Menard Terminal. And I know you got a lot of other interviews to do, Bill, so thank you so much for showing us around here on the Growmark Media Tour. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.